Welcome to Dr. Strange Gloves, Strange Tales from the World of Strange. Today, I have a strange tale to tell. I call it the Twisted Tale of the Peeing Cat.
Stop a minute and go on.
Why?
Look, this is getting silly. First, snoring houses, and now peeing cats. That story is obviously false. Why can't you tell us a sensible story for a change?
Because, Mr. B, then it wouldn't be the Strange Tales, would it, you numpty?
Oh, yeah.
And besides, the peeing cat is a well-known urban myth, known throughout the land, in just about every culture. You see, the theory goes like this. Say you find something in the street, a discarded jumper or pair of pants.
Trousers.
And trousers to you too. Anyway, the theory goes that somebody, maybe your wife, or if you're not married, your mother-in-law, might say, "Don't bring that home. You don't know where it's been. A cat may have peed on it."
That does sound familiar now you say it. Where does that cat come from anyway?
Nobody knows. It's just the proverbial cat that goes around peeing on everything. So what do you say, Mr. B, that we put this theory to the test? And by that, I mean an experiment.
What does it entail? Get it? Entail? Cat tail?
Very funny, Mr. B. Now, come on. We shall go back to my laboratory at the Weirdery.
Well, we're here. The Weirdery. They've been here for a while.
Hang on a minute. I haven't got my shrink ray gun.
Oh, you idiot. Now how are we gonna get in? The Weirdery's only 18 inches tall, remember?
Professor Happy Hat might be in. Let me try bending down and knocking on the door with my best knocking knuckles. Ahem.
Oh dear.
What now?
I don't know. I just knocked on the door and it exploded.
Ahoy there, old beans!
Professor Happy Hat, you old dafty pants. What happened to the door?
Oh, it just blew off. Oh, and then so did he. Oh dear.
So sorry about that. Must have been them garlic beans I had for tea. So, good news. You're just in time to witness the spectacle of the hour. My greatest experiment yet.
Oh no, it's not the peeing cat thing again, is it?
Yes, it is. And don't say it like that. Makes it sound like I'm always talking about the peeing cat.
Well, you are.
Hey?
Yeah, already this episode you've mentioned the peeing cat 6 times.
Oh, who's counting? Look, let's just get on with it, shall we? This is the laboratory.
I shall now power up the machinery.
He's blowed up the laboratory.
Why? Why did you do that?
Well, you mentioned doing an experiment. I thought that meant powering up the machinery. It usually does.
Not this time.
What? An experiment that doesn't involve powering up the machinery? How strange.
No, it's strange!
So, what does the experiment involve?
I was just coming to that, Mr. B. Take off your jacket.
Oh, okay. Now what do I do with it?
Drop it.
Oh, no, but a cat might come along and pee on it.
You twit. That's what we want to happen. To prove my theory right.
Oh. Okay. It's dropped.
Good. Now to count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Hey, look.
What?
There's wee just appeared on Lee B's jacket.
Oh, yes.
I mean, how am I going to wear that now?
Relax. It'll all come out in the wash.
Yes, indeedy doody. It's only a bit of wee.
Yes, I know, but what I don't understand is...
Everything.
Let me finish. I was going to say, why didn't I see the peeing cat? The three of us were standing right here watching out for it, and none of us blinked, did we?
I might have done. Sorry about that.
So, this proverbial peeing cat is so smart, it's quicker than the human eye. You drop something, then whizzum! It's peed on in a slash. I mean, flash. Ah, yes, of course.
Just realised you're an idiot, Dr. S.
No, on the contrary, I happen to be a genius. If you look up there in the corner of the room, what do you see?
I see CCTV.
Yeah, excellent. It's recorded the whole experiment, so we can watch it back.
But the cat's so quick, how are we going to spot it?
It's symbols. We slow down the footage, say to a gazillionth of its running time, that way... Look! There it is!
Oh, yes!
The cat that peed, caught on camera, at last.
Smashing. Do you realise, Dr. S, that I shall be forwarding you my dry cleaning bill?
Oh, very well, if you must. Where are my sunglasses?
Look, you've dropped them on the floor.
Quickly, grab them before...
Got it.
What?
What's that?
I grabbed the peeing cat just as it was about to pee on Dr. Strangeglove's sunglasses. But its tail has come off in my hand. It's not my fault. It just came off. It's all bent out of shape now. It must have been a falsie.
I told you, didn't I, Dr. S?
What?
The twisted tail of the peeing cat is false.